Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I tell you, this has been quite a week. The good news is that the Benton Harbor Tigers won the state championship on yesterday. The bad news that two people was killed. It's amazing when you sit down and think about the city of Benton Harbor. But nothing will be more tragic than to turn back now. Nothing will be more tragic than to turn back right now. In Martin Luther King Day, we should remember that when we stand up and fight, we win. The giant of white supremacy can come down. When we fight, we win. And when we don't fight, we lose, which is such an amazing, amazing thing. It is unfortunate that things are happening the way they do. The American health system has been thought of as the best in the world. You can go to the hospital and even if you don't have money, you go there with a gunshot wound, stab wound, you're sick, they will take care of you. But according to the Commonwealth Fund survey, the United States was ranked the worst among the 10 industrialized nations for the fifth time. Now think about this. They claim that this is the greatest country in the whole wide world. Yet, we are ranked the worst among the 10 industrialized nations for the fifth time when it comes to health. Let me talk a little bit about where I live in Barron County, Michigan. We have Lakeland Regional Health. It's a major factor. The quality of care and access to doctors and the quality of care is the worst probably in the world, especially for a black person. Lakeland Regional Health Hospital were taken into account. It is the most expensive health care in the whole world, but ranked the lowest in terms of efficiency, equality, and outcome. Lakeland Regional Hospital has an outstandingly poor record of caring for black patients and also servicing black patients. Thousands of black people lives are at risk at this time. You know, one of the girls, Joyce Carter, her friend came to me, her sister came, she said they had a baby, and during the birth, the doctor broke the baby's neck and arm at Lakeland Regional Hospital located in St. Joseph, Michigan. The report stated that there was a need to implement universal health insurance immediately, because they wanted to be paid. The dead babies was kept in the OB for a week. My sister had the medical and autopsy report stating that the reason for what happened to her baby could not be found. Lakeland Regional cover up the death. My sister has made several complaints to no avail. You can't get any help here in Berrien County. We have the highest infertility rate for babies, probably in the whole wide world, but in black communities, period, across the country, they don't really care. My thoughts are that these babies are dying for body parts. That's me talking now. It don't have to be the truth. But that's my belief. Lakeland Regional Health Center, for years, you can go there with a cold and die. You can go there with pneumonia now. Now, people do not die from pneumonia. But here in Berrien County, there's a chance if you go there, and depends on which body parts they need, and whether yours is in good shape or not, whether you come home to your family. Yeah, I'm going out on a limb on this because, but this is my belief. So if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I don't think I'm wrong. I know that Lakeland Hospital, and I know that a person cannot go into a hospital. Not so many. You go there for a cold. You go there for an upset stomach. You go there for anything. And for reason unknown, they'll tell the family that you have passed away. Oh, I know you think that, he's just talking. It's a fact. I have had several meetings with the president of Lakeland Hospital in reference to it years ago to talk about this. But unfortunately, I was sent to prison. And we never really got down to the meat of this situation. I know something is going on here in Berrien County at this hospital. I know that something is happening. And most people don't have the time and don't take the time out to see what is really going on. You cannot check into a hospital. Pneumonia and die. It's just too many coincidences. We sit around here and we talk about good health. And I have to tell you the truth. I have told my wife that if I get sick, the next nearest hospital is about 40 to 45 minutes away. Take me there. Because I know if I went to Lakeland Regional Health Hospital, there's a strong possibility I wouldn't have a chance in the world coming out. What amazed me more than anything else, black people don't complain to people who can help them. They complain to each other, and they don't know how to help each other. All they do is sit around and talk, talk, talk. I'm so sick of talking. I'm so sick of hearing them talk about the problem without any solutions. One of the solutions is that we need to challenge this hospital. I cannot believe. And here's another thing. Even the baby whose neck was broke and arm was broke, they tried to cover it up and they were successful because they're good at that. You can't find a lawyer who will challenge these people, not even for money. They might start it, but what they would do eventually, get paid off. This is me talking again. Get paid off. And here's another thing that I want to leave the hospital to let people know that we have a problem here in Berrien County, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph, with Lakeland Regional Hospital. They was running the mayor, James Hightower, used to work there. And it was running a whole house there. He was running women's in and out of that place like it was nothing. And eventually, they fired him, made it force him to retire. And the only reason he got caught with a white woman. And that's the only reason that they allowed him to get out of the hospital, because he was no longer the mayor of Benton Harbor at that time. He had lost the election by a landslide. And he had no more use to them. He was worthless to them. But he was sitting in a job that was paying him $150,000. His job was to give Whirlpool whatever they wanted. That's it. Office with a desk and a chair. And to make up the time, he was running women in and out of that office. Yes, Lakeland Regional Hospital in St. Joseph, Michigan. I believe the address is 1234 Napier. Those of you who are out there, and if you get sick, and if you're black, that's another key word, don't go to Lakeland Hospital. You're taking a chance by going to a hospital that's 40 to 45 minutes away, but you're taking another chance by going to Lakeland Hospital. Amazing. Who would believe it? Here in America. Even though the survey said they found out that Lakeland Hospital was one of the worst, not just here in the state of Michigan, but in the world. But they have on their wall somewhere, I saw this, that they're the fifth. They wanted to merge with the University of Chicago, the number one hospital in the Midwest is the University of Chicago, in Chicago Hospital. And they wanted to try to merge with them, and they rejected this hospital. They looked over their files and said they didn't want to have nothing to do with this hospital. And this goes back to body parts. Those of you who are out there don't have to take my word on this. Go and find out for yourself. Lakeland Hospital is selling body parts. I'm willing to bet on it. I'm willing to bet on that. Let me go talk about the Barron County Commissioners. 10 years. Now let's make it 12 years. I spoke about the court appointed attorneys, how they were not defending the people. I spoke about it. I told the story. And every Thursday morning, I would go over there to the county commissioner meeting at 10:30, and I would lay down the evidence, what I'm saying. I would come up with Ernest White. He's now deceased. You know, you never want to see someone dead and gone, but this helps the community. It really helps the community. Then they had, I haven't seen this guy around, Scott Sanford. He was almost as bad as Ernest White. How could you practice law and never win a case in 20 years and think it's all right? You tell me. How can you practice law for 20 years and never win a case? I would say this. Scott Sanford has won one or two cases in the 10 years that I have known of him. He had one. He won one, maybe one or two. I wouldn't say he won five, but I would say he have won one or two. You have Mel Renfro, 20 years. He retired now. Thank God for that. But he never won a case. You had this guy named Crawford. He was an older guy. He never won a case in Barron County. You got this Rodney Fuller. He's working now. He never won a case. These are all court-appointed attorneys. Never won a case. Amazing. Still practicing law. Who would believe it? Only in America. Then let me talk about some of the judges over there. Dennis Wiley, for instance. A drunk. Yes, when I say drunk, I mean a drunk. Take my word on it. He have even been on tether, but he was still sending people to prison for drinking. And he's on tether for drinking. Then you have Charles Lozada. I mean, if I sit here and told you about all these people and what they have done, it just wouldn't make sense. Scott Schofield was caught with a bag of cocaine. Still sending people to prison. Sterling Sharrock, probably one of the most hated men, even by white folks, in Barron County. A real slime ball. But still sending people to prison. Black people, that is. Most of, well, it was one case that he had where two 16-year-olds, one white, one black. One white guy, the white boy, said that he was going to go into his house and kill his stepfather. Go in there, and he told a group of people to beat him to death. He said, I'm not going to stop beating him until he's dead and gone. Oh, it's recorded. You don't have to take my word for this. Now, this is a fact. He said, and he told his friends, that he was going to go in there and beat his stepfather to death. And here's the key word. I'm not going to stop beating, because I was in the courtroom when all this came out. He said, I'm not going to stop beating him until he's dead. This is his words. And now the black kid hit a white guy over the head with a pipe, and he died. He really didn't have no intention of killing him, but he died. The judge told the white guy that prison will do you no good and gave him 5 years probation. Now, listen, this is a true story. There's evidence to support this. You can go to Barron County Courthouse and ask for the case because everybody's talking about it. But they said the difference is one white, one black. The black person got life without the possibility of parole. 16 years old. Got life without the possibility of parole. Plus 10 years. Because they said he had a weapon. Now you think about this. White kid, premeditated, tells all his friends he's going into the house and he's going to beat his stepdaddy to death while he's sleeping. Black kid hit a guy over the head with a pipe. He get life without the possibility of parole plus 15 years. And they claiming there's justice. Who will believe it? We're living in the time Well, the people have to stand up and say no more. It's time that people say no more. We have had enough. It's time that we take this thing to a whole different level. We got to change the way we do business. And number one thing, we got to find a way, anyhow, I'm going to bring in my good friend David Frank and let him tell exactly what is going on. Let me bring in my good friend David Frank. David Frank, are you there?
Hi, Reverend Pinckney. Yes, I'm here.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, but there are a lot of people that aren't, and that's the problem.
Did you get a chance to hear me a little earlier? Or was there no sound at all? You heard everything?
No, I heard up until just about 30 seconds ago or so. I mean, just I called back. I, for whatever reason, you went blank, and then I called back, and but I heard your I heard what you were talking about, and you're absolutely right. And people have to realize that our lives are being run by corporations today. You know, you were talking about the hospital. The hospital's a
mm-hmm.
corporation, and corporations don't care about us. They care about the money. That's all they care about. They care about that bottom line, so CEOs can pay themselves obscene amounts of money, and that's the bottom line. And we all suffer for it. And you know, whether you're talking about the hospital situation, we have the same thing here. $20,000 to stay in the hospital for a night. Come on. For what?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
No, we're being ripped off. Corporations are ripping us off, and people have to realize that. Look at the abbreviation for corporations, CORPS. The only thing that's missing is the silent E. We have a corpse. We have death running America today. Whether it's the judicial system that you were talking about, or the penal system that you were thrown into, or the hospital. All of these things are corporations where they have there are two different sets of laws in America, one for the corporations and one for the rest of us. And we can't live like this. This is, you know, America was supposed to be a country where the direction was decided by we the people. And you know, I'm almost 70 years old, and I've never been asked my opinion on any issue. And I have no voice, and I have no representation. So what we've been doing is not working. And I was there. I was there when you were in court, Reverend Pinckney. And that was one of the sickest things that I've ever seen in my life. A white judge and a white jury sentencing a person that had done nothing but care about his community. And that's corruption. That's corruption. And what your community has to do is get rid of this corruption. And the only way that we can do that is to have decisions made the way they were supposed to be made, of the people, by the people, and for the people. And we have the communication technology today to do that.
Absolutely. And you know what? What you're saying is so true. And I really like your program. And I want you to start at the beginning, so people can understand how important what you're saying is. And it'll kind of like help neutralize and give the people back the power. And let's talk about it. So I want you to start at the beginning. Tell us how it works.
All right. Well, you know, the difference between us and corporations is corporations have a voice. And we the people don't. And it was stated 2,000 years ago that there will be a day where the last will be first and the first will be last. We now have the communication technology to make that happen. And it's not going to start at the top because we know that all top-down systems benefit the people at the top. It has to start at the bottom. You know, you build or rebuild everything from the ground up. and that means community by community. The name of the program that we're promoting is called One Voice Now. It's our goal to use communication technology that God has dropped into our laps, nothing short of miraculous, and give everybody one voice now. And that means in your community, it's time for the people to start raising issues pertaining to education, environment, a better tax system, a better health care system. You guys need community health care. I've studied health care for 40 years. Community health care is where everyone pays the hospital handles all the doctors, all of the nurses, all of the surgeries, and all of the pharmaceuticals, as opposed to these corporate drug dealers that roll into town, Walgreens, CVS, and make fortunes selling us overpriced drugs. All of these things are possible once the people in your community have a voice. But before they can have a voice, they have to put the tools in place to give themselves that voice. And what we want to do is use our local public broadcasting station, the broadcasting station that the people in your community own, as your local issues TV, radio, and internet channel. What we want to do is use our local public broadcasting station as our new tool in our community to give each and every person in your community a voice. There are people in your community right now that have ideas to make education better. They'll be able to present their ideas right over the TV, the radio, and the internet. We'll present that to the community for a period of, say, 10 days. We'll debate these ideas because we want people to be educated on these different ideas, videotape that, present that over the TV, radio, and internet, and then anybody that's interested in these ideas can vote with any touch-tone phone. All you'll do is call a local number. It'll go into a community database that will have your ID number and PIN number, ask you what issue number you'd like to vote on, press 1 for yes, 2 for no, count your vote, block you out from voting more than once, and we can now have decisions made by the people. And that's basically it, Reverend Pinckney. It really is.
Wow,
we need people to stand up, and that's what we're asking people to do.
And David Frank, is there any way that the Russians can hijack that?
No. Each community will have one computer, and the calls will go into that one computer, and you'll be able to fail-safe that. And remember, you know, we're not voting on which person's going to be the new God for America. We're not voting on silly things like that because, one of the commandments, don't worship false idols. Politics makes us worship false idols. And what we've got to do is start believing in ourselves. And all we've got to do is put the technology together that God is, like I said, has dropped into our laps. We're voting on American Idol today. We vote on Dancing with the Stars. We vote on CNN, Fox. We can even vote on the next country western song to be played, whatever it is. But now it's time for the people in your community to start deciding what kind of police department they want, what kind of education system they want for their kids, what kind of environment do they want. All of these questions can now start coming from the people the way they were supposed to. We realize the politicians in office don't represent the people. You can't have representation without communication. And this is the communication tool where we, the people, can start representing ourselves and start building the kind of community we want for ourselves and our families and future generations. So that's basically it. It's really very simple. I'm coming to Benton Harbor tomorrow. I'm from South Bend, and they're absolutely right. You can't preach in your own land. I tell you, these politicians hate the idea of this plan. You know, the transparency and accountability that they all run on. This is the plan for transparency and accountability, but they hate it. So what I'm doing is I'm coming to Benton Harbor. I'm going to meet with the head of your council's communication board, and we're going to present this plan, and hopefully we get the people in Benton Harbor standing up for One Voice Now. So that's basically what we're doing.
let me ask you a question. How would you implement that in Benton Harbor? Or what would it take? Well, I mean, what kind of tools would you need? Or what kind of system would you need? Have you thought it out that far yet?
Oh yeah. The public broadcasting station in South Bend reaches Benton Harbor. So you'll be able to use this public broadcasting station as your local issues TV, radio, and internet channel. People in Benton Harbor can use this tool themselves. They can, you know, bring their issues right to the community over the TV, radio, and internet. And all you'll need in your community, and just like all communities, is a simple database that will have your ID number and PIN number, so that when you do see an issue that you want to vote on, like I said, you'll just call a local number. It'll go right into that database and verify you with your ID number and PIN number, ask you what issue number you want to vote on, and count your vote and block you out from voting more than once. And every time that debate is replayed over your public broadcasting station, your new local issues TV, radio, and internet channel, there'll be an updated tally of the yeses and the noes, so that not only will the people in your community be educated on the issue, but the outcome will come from them. You can give that to your local elected representatives and have them actually start representing you instead of Whirlpool or whoever they're being bought off by.
Yeah, you got Lakeland Hospital. You got it all. You got all the money with bags and bags of money controlling this polar area. And what they're doing is really criminal. But the point is, you can't say it's criminal, because they'll make you the criminal, even though they're doing everything they're doing is about money, stealing money from the poor and doing everything. But I think that's a great idea that you have. I think that is something that will work, and it is something that is needed. And but that's the problem right there. It's something that will work, and it's something that is needed. The power to be will never accept anything like that. We almost have to shove it down their throat and find a way. I like what these young folks is doing. I don't know who's financing it, but whoever finances, I wish they'll come and finance your program and show this world what we can do when we learn to work together.
Well, you know, all it takes is people standing up with a better plan. You know, everybody's standing up with a problem. Everybody's mad about something. You know, the guns, the shootings, the businesses going out of business, the overtaxation, the people dying from lack of health care. Everybody's got an issue. Everybody's standing up, you know, griping about something. But unless you have a better plan, all you're doing, pardon my French, is bitching. What you've got to do is you've got to stand up with a better plan. That's what our founders did. Our founders, you know, they stood up with a better plan. They said, what's going on now is not working. We've got a better idea. And the problem is that we're in the 21st century, and we're still trying to use a system from the 1700s as a communication tool to have our voices heard. Well, that's stupid.
Yeah.
That's just stupid. But we've got to stand up like Dr. Martin Luther King did and demand a voice. But the difference is, we've got the plan to give ourselves that voice. And if we stand up as a community with a better plan, people around the country and around the world are going to go, hey, wait a minute. We can stand up with a better plan too. And it's called One Voice Now. And if you want to know what One Voice Now is, just go to onevoicenow.org, and it's right there. It's very simple. God has dropped all of these communication tools into our laps, and if we don't use them, shame on us. We've got to stand up and demand it, because they're being used on us, and we've got to stand up and use these tools for us. That's why God gave us these tools, so we could have freedom.
Absolutely.
God's not going to do it for us. We've got to stand up and put our one foot in front of the other and march like Dr. King did, nonviolently.
Absolutely. But you know, I think it's gonna come to where like a program like yours that you're trying to institute into the state. I think these people are so corrupt that they will find a way to also neutralize that program.
They are corrupt. But remember, the way that you pull the ladder from the power at the top is you always pull the ladder from the bottom.
That's right. Amen. And if you pull it from the bottom, you'll trip them every time. You'll trip them up. And that should be the plan. That's right. Well, Dave, listen, you got about 2 minutes. Why don't you tell me what you want the people to know out there, because they're listening, and we have a full house today, so I want you to take these. You got 2 minutes exactly, so I want you to tell them, because I got to bring in Roz, and I had so many, but I'm just gonna let Roz come in, and then you go, and we'll do it later. Go ahead and talk to us. Tell us.
Hi, Roz. Is she on?
No. I want you to tell the public, the people.
Oh, okay.
What they, you know, how they can help you.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, if we fail to plan, we plan to fail. There is no plan in America other than, you know, keep voting for Democrat or Republican or Independent for these people to keep misrepresenting us. It's time for us to represent ourselves. And the plan is it can be seen at onevoicenow.org. O-N-E, voicenow.org. And if you would, please go there, look at the plan, and share it. We have social media today where, you know, things can go viral. And our goal is to get this out to as many people as possible. And if people realize that if you have an issue, whatever it is, and if you put your issue down for a moment and realize that you need the tools to resolve your issues, and it's not going to be resolved politically. It's got to be resolved by we the people. And the plan is right there, and we're asking everybody to stand up with us and help us promote onevoicenow.org. It's as simple as this. Stand up and demand to change the format of your local public broadcasting station from antique roadshow and cartoons and 60s music. We want to use that as our local issues TV, radio, and internet channel. Build a local database and start voting on these issues. Quit waiting for Washington or Lansing or any state capital or the goofballs on the city council to fix your piece of America. It's up to you, the people. So that's all I've got to say. I hope your listeners like it. And Reverend Pinckney, you know I love you, man. You know I love you. Hey,
and
you're a
you
fellow
know
activist, and you care about all of God's children, and that and it's great to work with you.
Amen. And you know what? What I'm going to do, doing when we have our demonstration in May 26th, we got a building where we're going to be able to go in there and have workshops. And I want you to come in and talk about your program. We might have a couple of hundred people here or more during that period of time. And then you get a chance to talk to them directly and tell them your plan so they can take it back to their community and talk about it also. But listen, I want to thank you so much. So put May 26th on your schedule. And I want you to come, and I want you to talk about your program to these people and people who are doing things. These are people that's coming on May 26th. These are people who are doing things. So listen, I gotta let you go. I gotta bring in my good friend Ross, and I may have taken up too much time for myself. But if I don't bring in Rod, then I'm going to try to bring in two other people, and we'll see what we can do to make this thing happen. But I really appreciate you, David Frank. I think what you're doing is tremendous, and let's stay focused on the big picture, and let's see can we get it to work. Thank you
okay,
so much,
thanks,
Dave.
Thanks, Reverend Pinckney. Take care of yourself.
All right, I will. And that was my good friend David Frank out of South Bend, Indiana. And I tell you, you know, we having this mass demonstration in Benton Harbor on May 26th. We're going to start at City Hall, and we're going to walk until things get better. Then we're going to go over to the school building, and we're going to have workshops. We're going to give people ideas and maybe even train people how to be activists and stuff like that, because there are some people in Benton Harbor. I would say over 90% of the people in Benton Harbor never marched, never protested, never stood up for nothing. It might even be 99%, you know, that haven't really did anything, never knew about protesting, never had a thought to protest. And most of the time, most of the people here, their minds are undeveloped. They need to be developed. Because of the school system and how the corporation had came in and miseducated them. Now they don't know what to do because they're miseducated, their children be miseducated, and then their children be miseducated. So you're talking about three generations. On that note, let me bring in my good friend Roz. Roz, are you there?
I'm here, and I'm so blessed to be here with everyone, and that is a wonderful idea. Everybody standing up and giving their opinion and working for change. We are not going to have change if everybody sits on the couch and moans and groans and complains about everything but does nothing, as they're just brought in to the wreck at the end. As we
Amen.
Have here in California.
Absolutely. You got to stand up and fight back. This is what it's all about. And you know, these folks with all the money, they don't care nothing about you. They don't care. Right now they're trying to price people out of apartments. They're trying to price you out of home. And then also you're being taxed. Out of your homeowners are being taxed so steep that it's, you know, you can have your house paid for and still pay more taxes than you paying for your mortgage. So you know we're dealing in this thing is a mess today, but we can't blame nobody but ourselves. But we've been sitting on our cans doing nothing, complaining to each other. And not getting out here standing up fighting back, because I tell you, we're at a war, Roz. Roz, let me talk about you and your apartment. How's that apartment coming now?
Well, by the grace of God, the good Lord has let me experience everything so I can know about it and inform everybody. It is absolutely disgusting. I have good credit. I do not make enough money. I need a guarantor. Is anybody out there who makes $11,000 a year, has good credit, and will just sign for me? I need a blessing. This is awful. I've been paying $2,700 for my apartment here in Woodland Hills every month on time. I have been paying all my bills every month on time, and I still cannot get the apartment. So I need somebody to sign for me. I don't have
and
an animal.
Need,
I'm not gonna, yes?
All they need is to earn $11,000 a year?
Yeah, $10,000 or $11,000, get their credit checked, and sign for me. It'd be a blessing. They can see,
wow.
They can hear, they can call the place, they can tell them I have good credit. It is just, where am I going to be, on the street? I don't have animals, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I'm not trashing every place. You know how beautiful I make every place I live. But I'm not good enough. They want illegals
so
they can have 20 illegals in a place and give them money. So they can pay for their free school, they can pay for their free food, their free medical, their free legal fees. What happened to the legal person? This is hurting blacks and whites.
Roz, I think that's not the issue, that they want illegal. What they want in that apartment, they want the upper people up there. They don't want people like that. They want the rich people who they know who they can pay. It don't have nothing to do with that. I think what they're trying to do is because I know the rent in L.A. and around that area is extremely high. You know, I was talking to a guy from New York. They for a 2-bedroom apartment, they have to pay $5,000.
$5,000. I mean, this is so ridiculous. I'm on a fixed income. I'm paying $2,700, and the place I'm found is about $400 cheaper than this place. They say I have good credit. They're still holding on to my deposit check, which they'll return. I'm not going to trash it. I'm the perfect person to be a renter. They have rich people that are destroying places, but there can't be that many rich people. Businesses are leaving California. People are leaving California because they don't know what to do. And I have health issues because my student attacked me at LAUSD. So I can't just go to any apartment. I can't go to a smoking building. I can't go where there's just stairs or where there's mold or where there isn't central air because I have breathing issues. It's a mess. I have to live, I have to become homeless or something. It's so disgusting.
How much time do you have to get out of your apartment?
I have till April 14th, but I need the blessing now. I need some nice person. They can check with the apartment. They can talk to them, and they will know that I paid for the last 2 years on time. I pay all my bills. I get money in. That's not the problem. They just have, like, you have to make 2.5 times the rent, and I just don't make that much.
Wow, amazing.
Amazing. It's
amazing. When you sit down.
And I would be, you should see, in my apartment here, I have the crystal chandeliers up. I have the Asian furniture, you know, I love. The inlay gemstone table. It is so gorgeous here. I added curtains and shears. Like a home. I made it a home.
Well, I know when
what
I came to your
like
home
me?
In California, it was beautiful. You had a beautiful house.
Right. Well, I have a beautiful apartment, too. When the health department came for the rats here, she said how beautiful my apartment is. And I mean, these are expensive. We have rats. They're dirty. They're filthy. When my electricity went out, it took them 3 days to come and told me that I fixed it, that I could have electrocuted myself. I mean, and they're expensive. They're not running over to take care of them. They're running over and making sure that everybody pays them. And every day it's like the stock market, so they raise the price of the rent. Can you imagine that? It goes up and down, but it mostly goes up. So if I saw some place for 22 or 23, tomorrow could be 24, 25.
Yeah, amazing, amazing.
It's cold here. I don't get it at all. And you were talking about medical. When I went to the doctor, I've gone to this doctor with workers' comp twice, and it was amazing how he said to me, like at Kaiser, that he now has to ask for every little thing that he's going to treat the patient with or to the patient to find out what's wrong with him. I knew. And that's not even injured. Workers' comp patients. That's normal patients that are paying to go to Kaiser. It was amazing that I said it and then the doctor says it to me. It's just, it's awful out there. But back to the apartments. So I need this grantor because I pay all the time. And also the apartment I found, I could even rent out a room because it has like 2 master suites, and it's as much as really a 1-bedroom.
Oh, really?
So if anything would happen.
Wow.
And
so you got 2 bedrooms in this new apartment, huh?
Right, that I really like.
Wow.
Right.
That is nice. How many bedrooms do you have now?
2.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try to get one, except one costs as much as the 2 or more, and I still have to probably find the grantor because I don't make that much money. I make enough, or it seems a lot to me because I pay my bills and my rent on time. And
well, it's not a lot.
No, it's not a lot because I'm an older senior on a fixed income. I'm not really 21 or blonde, as I stated, or think I am. I'm now a senior. So this is what I'm going through. So if there's a blessing out there, a wonderful Christian person that wants to help me, I would be wonderful. You don't have to pay anything. My wonderful friend, the Paulser, is the man who's, and his wife, he's the one who's the author of Proposition Stop the Top Two in California. So you get every, you get the Democrats and Republicans, just not the Democrats on the ballot. And he's running for U.S. Senate. They wanted to give me money. And I said, no, I don't need money. I don't need money. I don't want money. I just need the signature. I need, they need to know somebody's behind me, helping me.
Yes. Wow, yes. Amazing. Yeah.
It's amazing. And it's so sad. I'm not going to get down and cry. I've been praying to God. God is number one, as you all know. I always say that. And we need to turn back to God to save this nation and this country. There's not going to be anybody left in California.
Yeah, the way they're going right now is look like to me they're trying to drive people out. But they must have people who can pay $3,000 a month for a one bedroom, or $4,000 a month for a two bedroom, or whatever. They must believe that they have people who can afford to pay that type of money in that area where you're living at. And it appears to me that they do have a plan, and the key plan is to drive the people completely out of the community. I am shocked that they would allow, you know, by you being a senior citizen, look like to me they would know that you would have the money to pay.
Right, from working all the years and the retirements and everything, but no. But anyway, it's not over yet. They're giving me till Wednesday, and I sent out the e-blast asking for help. I said, I don't want money. I don't want money. I don't need money. I just need, they need to know that somebody's behind me. And the person won't even have to worry. They don't have to, it has nothing to do with any of my other bills. It only has to do with the rent. And they just need to know that there's that other person. But we're Hollywood here, where the doctors and lawyers are living in the apartments now. This is Hollywood. And they're also trashing the apartments. You know, it's filthy and dirty down my hall for all this money. I had my friend Carmen reading the reviews of where I'm living now. She said she was shocked. There's a lot of people that have the same complaints I do.
So this money is not...
Yes?
People are asking complaints...
I'm sorry, I'll let you talk,
All right, so people are actually complaining about that building then, is that what it is?
They're complaining about where I'm living now with the rats. We have rats, we have the dogs, we have the trash. It takes them weeks to fix anything if they really fix it. And we're paying top dollar for these places. When I came to California in 86, I had a two-bedroom in Sherman Oaks, which is a very nice city, for $800. This is in Woodland Hills, that used to be a nothing city. And I'm paying $2,700. And when I leave, I'm certain it's going to go up to $28,000, $29,000, maybe $3,000. Down the street, they have a two-bedroom apartment. And for $3,300 a month. I mean, it's so ridiculous. It's not gold.
Right. Absolutely. Now listen, Roz, I gotta let you go, take about 60 seconds and tell people what you need them to do real fast, and let's take it from there because I don't have enough time to bring in my good friend. But I'll get them all next week. So you go ahead.
I'm Rosie Press, 818-631-0513, 818-631-0513. 310-513 or rozywow@outlook.com. If you can't reach me, please reach Reverend Pinckney. This is such a blessing. All I need is a grantor. You have to make about $10,000 to $11,000 and have passed the credit check, and then you're part of my lease. You don't have to pay. You don't have to do anything. You could just disappear. You are disappeared. You do nothing. I don't want anything from you. I just want to be able to go into an apartment building, a clean, nice, safe apartment building. I have health issues from being attacked by my student at LAUSD. I don't want to die. I don't want to be in a dirty, filthy place or ending up homeless because I didn't have the $1,000 or $2,000 extra a month. And that's what I'd like. RozyWow@outlook.com.
Right.
And thank you for this blessing, Reverend Pinckney, and love and blessings to everyone.
All right, all right. That was my good friend, Rozy Roz. Those who are out there today, I want you to figure out a way of those who want to help. She needs someone. She needs to want someone who makes at least $10,000. And, you know, it's Rozy Roz. I have never known her. I was went to her home in California. She had a beautiful home. Now she's in an apartment. But do what you can there. But anyway, let me say this. May 26th, 2018, in Benton Harbor, Michigan, we are having a mass demonstration against Whirlpool Corporation and the PGA, the senior PGA. We want people to come. We will have workshops. We will be talking about what you can do and the next step. But we need to move forward. We need to take things to a whole different level. We need to show the world what we are capable of doing. It's time that we start fighting back. We got to fight these corporations. We got to stop them in their tracks. Number one, we got to show them that we're not planning on taking any more crap off them. Whirlpool Corporation has been bullying the city of Benton Harbor for years. They planted a seed 20 years ago to destroy our school system, and they were successful at that. The system is totally destroyed. People, minds are underdeveloped, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. So we have to take this thing to a new level. We have to start educating our community. We have to show them what we're made of. It's time that we sit down and talk more about it. It's time that we change the things, the way we do business here. And it's time that we tell people we got a hospital that we can't go to. You know, we're too afraid to go to Lakeland Regional Medical Hospital here in Benton, here in St. Joseph, Michigan, Barron County. Because you check in, but you don't check out. Somewhere along the line, we have to figure out a way how we can stop them. I believe, and this is my belief, that they're selling body parts when people come to this hospital. Matter of fact, if I had to sit down and take a bet on it, and I'm not a gambling man, that I would say that that is exactly what they're doing. Infant deaths is at an all-time high here in Barron County at the hospital. Infant death is at an all-time high. They're selling belly body parts. So listen, I have just ran out of time. I want to thank everybody for listening. I'll see you next week, same time, same station. Talk to you soon. God bless.